This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. This is the penultimate podcast of 2011. That's scary. This is Grant Thompson looking back over the last 7 days of North Sound 1 and bringing you the best of the best. We're talking Aftershave with Andy and Craig on the big drive home, Yellow Snow. I'm sure you can work out what that means. Also going to be talking about dating habits, and Yaz is going to become a DJ. She's going to be DJing at our Jingle Ball this week, and she thinks she needs to spice up with a DJ name. Here's what happened on Greggsy at breakfast when Yaz decided she was going to become DJ Yaz. Or something a lot cooler than that, it would seem.
What is the Jingle Ball, Yaz? What is it?
Jingle is the ultimate Christmas party night out. The best Christmas party in the world ever.
It's the best Christmas party ever!
And it's a week on Thursday at Oram Nightclub in Aberdeen. It's going to be great. Andy and Craig are going to be there as well. They've got a karaoke contest on the go. We'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's like a club night out, okay? That's what it is, all right? Don't be thinking we're going to be like they're playing silly games all night. It's going to be a proper night out. You can go along, relax, dance, have a drink, and all that stuff. But we'll all be there. Joe, what you got? What's your outfit?
My outfit?
Yes.
I don't know. Fancy dress?
Bad Santa.
A bad Santa outfit?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
What's a bad Santa?
No, as in bad Santa. You know the guy, what's it?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that's it. Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
It's basically just a bad Santa outfit.
Well, I think we'll all be dressed as Santas, I think. And Yaz is going to be doing a bit of a DJ turn on the night as well.
I am. I'm looking forward. I've never really done anything like this before, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. Maybe a little bit nervous.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Hope
and
so.
Any special demands or requests whilst we're planning this?
Yeah, because I think I quite like a DJ name.
A proper DJ name. Oh.
And if I'm spinning the tunes and all that, is that the right language? What's the terminology?
Spinning the tunes is good. Yeah, no, spinning the tunes is good. Do you want us to come up with a DJ name?
Yeah,
I was thinking
DJ
of one because of your initials. DJYZ.
DJYZ. Yeah, I quite like that actually.
It's a bit
like, you know, your DKN. What a DJ.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna run it all together.
Yeah.
What have we got in the text and what are people suggesting?
We've got Razzmatazz Yaz.
Razzmatazz.
But there's another one that's quite similar. It says DJ Yazzmatazz.
Yazzmatazz,
I don't mind that one, actually. Another one says The Mix Mistress. That's from Stuart from Tory. The Mix Mistress.
Yeah.
And
sounds like you'd have to wear some sort of black PVC thing on the night, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And DJ Yahtzee. And there's another one here saying Ophelia Beats. I don't get that one. I don't get that.
Say again.
I don't want to that. Ophelia Beats.
Right.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Right. 8:51 to the phones. Hello.
Good morning.
It's Barbara again.
It's me again.
3 days in a row, Barbara.
No,
you're spoiling
us. I'm making
up
for when I go away, you see.
Ah.
No, listen. You want a name for your DJ?
Oh, this I love. Barbara, the oldest listener in town, has come up with a DJ name for Yaz.
You've maybe got it already, but I just haven't been awake very long.
Well, before you reveal the name, Barbara, have you ever been clubbing before? Have you witnessed DJ culture?
Well, sort of. It's when it was just starting off, I was there with a lot of people.
So you were back in the early 90s with the glow sticks?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Did you have a favourite DJ of that time?
Eh? Oh, we did.
Uh-huh. What was that then?
Oh, we did. Oh, God. Come on. You know I can't remember names on a morning.
I don't know. Unless you were Judge Jules?
Judge
it,
yeah.
Early 90s. Jeremy Healy would have been big round about then.
What's his name again?
Sebastian Gross, I don't think, was born yet. I'll tell you, there's a Sebastian Fontaine.
Don't forget, I was in England before I came up here, the names will be different down here.
The names will be different. No, they were all English ones we just gave you.
Are they? Oh, okay.
So were you in any of the sort of big super clubs back in the day, or were you sort of more of a warehouse raver?
A warehouse raver.
So it was all this sort of, underground stuff.
So happy hardcore and all that stuff.
Oh, come on. I'll forget what I was going to tell you.
To be honest, most of the people who were clubbing then have forgotten most of the stuff as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes,
go on, Barbara. What's the name you've got for Yaz?
Well, how about just Yaz time? Yeah, it's Yaz time.
It's like a kids' TV show.
What time is it?
It's Yaz time.
I've been just sitting saying it. Well, it's Yaz time.
Do you know what? We're gonna record you saying it and drop it in over a dance tune on the night. Wicked, yes time.
I'm trying to think what my DJ name would be. I don't really, not cool enough to pull off DJ anything really. DJ Yaz at North Sound One's Jingle Ball. It's at Autumn Nightclub in Aberdeen on the 15th of December. If you're downloading this after the 15th, it was a great night. If it's before, buy a ticket. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sound One podcast. And Andy and Craig on the big drive home, we're talking aftershave this week and what aftershave appeals to women. The guys reckon they know.
With Christmas just around the corner, if you don't mind, Craig, I think we'll do more public information with regards to Christmas.
Uh-huh, right, OK.
On the telly at the moment, apart from the supermarkets, the most prominent advert for Christmas is either for aftershave or perfume.
Yes, I have noticed this.
Yes, and the aftershave, none of the guys ever wear T-shirts.
No, I don't know where the T-shirts go, but when you're maybe obviously trying out aftershave, you must take your top off.
Yeah, obviously. And the girls' ones, again, there seems to be a lack of clothing. That's just a casual observation.
I didn't notice that, of course.
No, you probably fast-forwarded through that part of it. But there's a question, first of all, girls that work on the perfume counters. The guys love to buy their girls' perfume. We come in and we say, we'd like that, please. I know she likes that. Can I get that one? And then they're bombarded with questions that we don't understand. Can we simplify it just to the price? Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you work at a perfume counter and a guy comes in and you go to him, do you want the order perfume, the toilet, or do you want the 50 mil? Just say to him, do you want the £25 or the £35? It's going to make things easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then with regards to the guys, and this is where the girls' help is going to come in very handy. What is the best aftershave you've ever smelt on a man? This is going to save an absolute fortune at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys that don't have girlfriends can buy it, then get a girlfriend. Girlfriends can buy it for their guys. There you go.
Right.
More public information.
Yeah, because I don't care what I actually wear. I just get told, oh, that smells good. That suits you. So that off we go. Then she goes over the perfume counter, right, Sprays on something to herself that she knows she likes because she doesn't like paying for it.
I was going to say, can you just point out that it's not me that says that smells nice on you? Okay.
There's someone in the office that's saying that a lot.
Let's not talk about that. So, girls, if you could help out, this would be brilliant. Okay. 61025, start and text the word North. Which is the best smell, perfume, aftershave, whatever it is that a man can possibly wear?
Yeah.
You smelt recently, you can buy it in the shops now. Don't make it too expensive.
It's something to do with the jingle ball that you're thinking of this for next week, is
no,
it?
I'm not going to wear it.
Yeah, that's what you're up to.
No, all right, man. If you can get in touch with those, that'll be great. We'll Brute smells nice.
Brutal.
No, brutal. If you can get in touch with those, that'll be great. And we'll do the results in a few moments' time. The good news is, Craig, the results are in. And I can tell you and the rest of the Northeast that the aftershave that women would most like men to wear is
nothing that I'm wearing.
No, I'm leaving paws like they do on X Factor.
Sorry.
The aftershave is high karate. There you go. Buy a couple of bottles of that and you're made this Christmas. I don't know if to put it on or drink it.
Any aftershave would be welcome if you want to buy me it for Christmas. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast. You're listening online at northsound1.com/listen-again. Everybody knows about the old joke, yellow snow, right? Here's what happened on the big drive home with Andy and Craig when we're talking yellow snow. Yuck.
But I can't wait until it actually snows a lot.
Okay,
because I've got this thing I've got to try out now after somebody was speaking about it on the weekend. Somebody mentioned the fact that if you get really good fluffy snow, you can make slush puppies out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. All you need is good fluffy snow.
Yeah, not old snow.
You can't never eat that.
Special treat at the bottom of there.
Yeah, never eat that. And then you buy just normal cordial and pour it on top. Eventually you get a slush puppy.
You're going to do this then?
Yeah, and you don't have to have one of them silly machines that's like a cement mixer that mix it all up.
Well, I'm going to hold you to this then.
Right.
Wait till it does snow and we'll go to the car and you can eat the snow.
Yeah, we're going to do it. What's your favourite cordial?
Lime, actually.
Cheese and onion it is then. And just getting back to this whole you can make slush puppies out of snow thing.
Yeah.
This could open up a whole new field of snow clearing.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, we could arrive at people's gardens and driveways and just sprinkle cordial over the place and just go, all right, kids, look at that, cordial.
Yeah, give them some straws.
And they'll hoover it all up and it'll be cleared and that. No need for salt, which is bad for the environment. Mm-hmm. No need for ploughs, which is bad for the environment.
Everything's bad for the environment,
isn't
it?
Everything's bad for the environment, let's face it, yes. Well, and just getting back to this whole you can make slush puppies out of snow thing.
Yeah.
This could open up a whole new field of snow clearing.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, we could arrive at people's gardens and driveways and just sprinkle cordial over the place mm-hmm. and just go, all right, kids, look at that, cordial.
Yeah, give them some straws.
And they'll hoover it all up and it'll be cleared and that. No need for salt, which is bad for the environment. Mm-hmm. No need for ploughs, which is bad for the environment.
Everything's bad for the environment.
Everything's
though,
bad
isn't
for
it?
The environment, let's face it, yes.
And staying with Andy and Craig on the big drive home, I feel sorry for the guys. That's why they're in the podcast this much this week. And I really had to get this in. The guys have only had one Christmas card. Here's a half-hearted appeal for some Christmas cards from Andy and Craig on the big drive home on North Sound 1.
Craig and I sit in this studio every afternoon.
Hey.
It's the most listened to show in the whole of the northeast of Scotland.
Aye.
And if we just had a few little cards to show that people appreciate our hard work.
Oh.
And make us feel popular. You don't have to put money or vouchers in them.
That'd be fine, though.
If you could send them in, that'd be great. We'll read them out each day. Have you got today's one?
We've been literally inundated with one.
Yeah. But with one coming in from Carol.
So we might have two.
We might have two.
If it's not intercepted. Oh,
I can see us having to put shelves up. To get in touch with your cards, you can send them to North Sound 1, Andy and Craig's Big Drive Home, somewhere in Abbots. Oh, whatever. Abbots Hall Road.
Abbotswell.
Abbotswell, is it?
Yes.
I wish they'd stop moving the addresses around. It's awful. And the address is AB123AJ. If you don't want to go out and physically buy one, you can make one out of toilet roll and bits of sticky plastic.